Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
What's up and good night, good people. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. Beat to Radio. DJ Big Stu in the building. It's Friday night, Ladies Night. You already know how
Happy
we do.
New Year's Ladies
Happy
Night.
Happy New Year.
The first
Year.
Ladies Night of the New Year.
The first Ladies Night, the first Friday of the New Year. Tonight, we just going to do like a recap of all the crazy moments in 2012. You know, we just going to bring it back. Talk about some things that happened. We got some sad moments. We got some happy moments. We got some funny moments. We got it all wound up.
And if we forgot any moments through the show, you could definitely go to the blog www.beefstewradio.com and type in what phony moments that you remember about 2012. And also, people, we'd like you to go to the blog and put some of your own personal funny moments that happened at 2012.
That's right. So we're going to start off with talking about my boy Jigga. Jigga and Beyonce had a baby.
Well, they say they didn't really have a baby. They saying that the baby came from a stalk and Beyonce wasn't really pregnant. That's what's coming out of
it. I mean, they would have to really, really, like, have a lot of people in lockdown.
Well, they said when, you know, the show was supposed to be one of them talk shows, Beyonce sat down and the stomach fell and it didn't look like a pregnant stomach. A lot of women is claiming it had to be fake. Even Tamar Braxton is claiming that it was fake. She's really the main one that's pushing it out there, but a lot of other women are saying that they think it was fake too, and they think that they either adopted a child or something like that.
So they rushed her to the hospital just to adopt the child, pretend like it was hers?
Who knows? I mean, I'm just going to be and say, oh, I think she was pregnant, but, you know,
no,
I'm just saying,
I think
what she
had a
we're just talking about some strange things.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but really, mainly Tamar Braxton saying stuff like that.
She probably saying that because she probably can't have no kids. Why you ain't got no kids?
Is it Tamar or is it Vince that can't have no kids? They got a situation with that. It wasn't a show. I just forgot which one it was.
Maybe her. Who knows? Well, yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce had a little baby. Happened 2012, you know. Frank Ocean came out in 2012. Came out of the closet, admitted he was.
Well, I'd never heard of him before, so he could have had. You know, it's not fair to say he came out of the closet because he could have been out the closet when he came out. Because I ain't never heard of him until yesterday.
What you mean?
And then it was like, oh, Frank Ocean. You know, it didn't really make no sense because it didn't matter, you know.
Nah, he came out. He said, he told the world that he was gay. I mean, yeah, he came out early.
But it
was
like when the dude from the other group, the other dude, Lance, when he came out, that was big. Like, oh, what? He was down with the heartthrob boy group. This dude was kind of new. Like, all right, you can make it a little man, but everybody really didn't know you that it made a difference. You know?
Yeah, you're right about that. He came out early in the career, so you got your time to, you know, judge him right on.
Judge it.
The one from the boy group, I mean, it's like he was obvious. And when he came out, everybody acted like they were surprised.
Well, he was too fucking neat. That's all I know. He was just hair too damn perfect.
He was so
last
obvious.
Pass. Everything was perfect about that one.
It was obvious, man.
Yeah. I know there's a such thing as a perfect man, but that dude was just too, like, he when he sat down, he didn't seem manly when he sat down with you. That's what I'm basically saying.
Like I said, it was totally obvious, but, you know, he had to keep up. Half of them, I hate to say it, half of them boy band, rock groups, a lot of them, they be looking like they gay.
Well,
I mean, it'd be the look, maybe, that kind of feminine little rock look, whatever, but
I want them
be looking like
they gay. I really want to ask you this. Girls are always talking about this rapper, this guy rapper, that guy rapper is gay, right?
Uh-huh.
Why do females don't say that about when LL admit that he slept with a transvestite? Like, that went over women's heads. Women didn't even now, like, they didn't even hear that, like, huh?
Nah, I didn't go over no woman's head. You crazy?
It's good.
But by the time LL came out, you at the point of, like, almost everybody done got caught doing something, so.
Yeah, but it was like,
it didn't go over nobody's head. That slowed him down
just,
a lot.
It, like, when you hear, when it was DJ, what's his name? Oh, my
God.
That's
because he got really caught and got arrested, and it was all in the news. That's why it blew up like that. See, LL, they just got somebody claiming he slept with them.
He
know
wrote
what
that in his book.
Well,
see, y'all
I didn't see the book.
I tell you, women find every reason.
But listen, that DJ got caught by the cops and was arrested, and that was in the air. That wasn't
he said he was out buying a pack of cigarettes, and homeboy jumped in his car.
Listen, let me tell you. I like right now, I don't put it past nobody, but, you know.
What about Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, he always looked gay to me. I'm sorry. Eddie Murphy always looked like he liked both. Always. You know that. Look at all that little suits he was wearing back in the day.
I didn't like the suit he wore in the movie Delirious. I mean, rubber suits was out then, but I just thought this shit was
Eddie's was super tight. Listen, he always had that pretty boy, perfect type of, you know.
But that was a look back then. You know, that was the Jerry Curl, S-Curl. You know, everybody had the S-Curl in their hair. Either you got your curls done by S-Curl, or you took time and go to one of them old ladies and let her put the rollers in your hair.
Listen, but when Eddie did that comedy and he did the woman part, he always did it a little extra good.
All right. So who else in 2012? What else?
We had the Olympics pop off 2012. You know, we came off with some nice, America came off with some, you know,
also,
good medals.
Since we spoke on the Olympics, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's going to be talked about a lot tonight. He did a lot of
No, I was coming out. I'm bringing that up.
Well, yeah, he dissed the country that held the Olympics in 2012.
This England.
England, yeah.
Yeah, I was coming up with that. You know, I got Romney,
yeah, he's going to be in this conversation a lot. He did a lot of shit in 2012. Mitt Romney got caught talking in secret to 47% of people.
See, you taking up my time now. See?
I'm sorry.
Take it up. I didn't get to the presidential stuff.
All right. I'm sorry.
Like I said, the Olympics, we got some medals in America, some good medals. They had a real nice Olympics out in England. Gabriella. We know, I can't think of her last name right now, but we all know who she is. Came off one of the youngest, getting the most medals. So that was definitely a good look.
They always got Gabriella in the news, like when there's some stuff going on, right? Like, why is this her? Why the rest of them is not in the news?
Because none of them, if you really read it, a couple of them didn't really win an award. They just was on a team. She won an award. I think another one won an award, but a couple of them didn't. They just was on the same team.
Oh.
So we got
her hair looking a little better, though.
Yeah, they improved it. But you know what? She looked like they always had money, but look who she was with. Think about it.
Yeah, nigga, that.
Listen, look who she was with. Her mother and them sent her to get training for the Olympics, right?
She was living with Whitey's.
They didn't really know how to keep her shit right, so, you know.
She should have brought the T.I. homegirl, T.I. girl with her.
Listen.
She should have did the same thing Tiny do. Tiny bring her girl with her.
They probably
loud
didn't put a perm
person
on her hair, but she do all that gymnastic. It probably
Let me tell
out.
You something, man. She had whoever did her hair gave her house and slave the hairstyle. When she
now, whoever
at the
did
picture,
her hair, you could tell never did, didn't really do black.
Let me tell you something. When they point to the picture of who hair, you know, they're like, all right, pick one picture now, see if I can do it that style. They brought her the Aunt Jemima pancake box. They didn't even look at the girls on the wall in the picture. They just straight up and down gave her, you know, all the other girls' hair was looking like fluffy,
Whitey.
Yeah, you know, they'd have had the bounce that you see in the commercial when you see the hair in it, and it got the bounce and you can comb through it. She had an afro pick with a fist on it in the back of her head doing gymnastics.
Listen, you're right. She didn't have such a great hair, yeah, but you know what? She made enough money to get that hair done right. Right now,
but I don't think she still did it. I don't think she. I mean, she looked like she got a little chunky money.
No, she got some money, man. You know them cereal commercials.
Yeah.
She got some money. They gave her $100 million, something like that, to do some commercials for them. The Wheaties or something like that. You know, they be on the cereal box. $90 million. Well, she got paid, so her hair should be right. But you know what? She can leave it just like she got it, and she still paid. What? No, she paid. And she young as can be, paid. Already got $100 million just off her first couple of trophies. She still got to come out next year to do her thing. So, you know, some good stuff. Some sad things in 2012. We're going to get into all of that, you know, but... We're going to get into some music right now, you know. I want to hear some Beyonce. You know, sometimes Jay-Z had the baby.
Beyonce.
We'll let them rock. We'll let her rock first. This is K. Nicole B. Stu Radio. Got DJ Big Stu in the building. Stu about to drop some big dogs later on this week, man. They got big things going. They be leaving K. Nicole. I'm still in the studio. Him and Kaplan moved up a couple of flights. I don't understand what's going on. But it's all good. We all a family. We all a team. It's your girl, Kane and Cole, Beast New Radio. Y'all stay tuned.
I just want to show you how much I appreciate you. Want to show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Want to show you how much I will forever be true. Want to show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Want to show you how much you understood. Want to show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Want to show you how much I really care about your heart. Never say how it used to be.
Tonight I'm gonna dance with you. Oh, tonight I'm gonna dance with you. Oh,
Anyhow, I just don't know how you go behind doors and tell some of the people that you're running for president for that you don't care about, half of the people that you're going to be the president for.
I mean, this for a whole year. For a whole year they did this.
That means
some Republicans banked their music on Mitt, on him, 2012. Republicans banked all their money on Mitt.
Mitt Romney, like, 70 years old, too.
Yeah, he used to walk. He looked just so hurting when he walked across the stage.
Yo, he looked like, I don't know what he looked like. He just looked like something. I know what he looked like right now, out of sight. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney probably is probably the donkey of the year right now. You know? Especially in a presidential moment.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Obama, of course. Obama won the election. And you know?
Yeah. He seems to be the people's president right now.
Yeah, he's definitely the people's president right now. Nope. Obama, man, I mean, he had me a little shaky, though. He kind of went a little limb on the first debate. But they say that was the old rope-a-dope, just to pull Romney in. Either way, it worked out, because Obama is our president. And right now, he's fighting for the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even been keeping up. I'm not even sure if they came to something. Supposedly, they came to some type of agreement with something. You know what I'm saying? We have some sad stuff that happened, too.
A lot of sad stuff.
You know, Whitney died.
Whitney,
they found Whitney dead in her hotel.
Yeah.
Dick Clark died too. I think he was 82. Donna Summer died. I mean, you know, we had a few deaths, celebrity deaths this year. Yeah. Rest in peace to all the ones that died. Condolences to the family, as always. But you know, to recap 2012 things and in the moment and times, you know. We had a big storm, 2012. Sandy, 2012 storm. Sandy popped up. You know, some people died. A lot of people lost a lot of their, you know, homes and the stuff that, you know, their belongings and, you know. But they pulling it together, man. You look at a lot of stuff, they working together. A lot of people went out to help out, a lot of donations, a lot of stuff, but we definitely had a big storm pop off, Sandy, 2012. We got some more things and, you know, some more stuff to talk about, some more recap of 2012. We're going to get into some more music. Then we're going to come back, get into some more 2012 crazy moments. It's your girl, Kay Nicole, this Beast 2 Radio. Ladies night, and we're gonna get into some music. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I said it must be, cause the niggas got dough. Extraordinary swag in the mouth full of gold. O's at my shows, they be stripping off their clothes. And the college girls write a nigga name on their toe.
Right.
Niggas talk shit till they get locked jaw. Chrome to your dome till you get locked jaw. Party like a cowboy or a rock star. Everybody play the tough guy, the shit pop off.
Let's take it to the places, you and them Mr. Greatness. My Martin was amazing, rock my jealous with no laces. Chris I go by the cases. Wait, hold up, that was racist. I would prefer the aces. Ain't no different when you chase it. A 40 ounce to chase it. That's just an understatement. I'm early to the party, but my Rari is the latest. Somehow it seems girls in they late teens remind me of favorite jeans, cause they naked cause you famous. Like some motherfucker ain't it. These other rappers ain't it. So tell me what your name is. I'ma tell it to my famous. You aim it for you bang it, but that bring it leaves you brainless. It's just me, myself, and I and motherfuckers that I came with. It's lameness. Niggas wanna hate on me until I tell them to they face they ain't no cheap. Low key, niggas mad cause I'm smooth puffin' zigzag. Tell them quit the riff-raff bitchin' with your bitch.
I said it must be cause the niggas got dough. Extraordinary swag in the mouth full of gold. Hoes at my shows, they be stripping off their clothes. And the college girls write a nigga's name on it, though. Niggas talk shit till they get locked jaw. Chrome to your dome till you get locked jaw. Party like a cowboy or a rock star. Everybody play the tough side of shit, my fault.
Yes, I'm the shit. Tell me, do a stink. It feel good waking up some money in the bank. Three model bitches, cocaine on the sink. And I'm so body, I might roll up in the tank. Cause my chain came from Cuba, got a lock up on the link. And the red bottom loafers just to compliment the mink. I shank, rolling up that dank, blowing on that stank. What you mean? Tell me what you drink. I'm on that kiss and pink. You could call me Billy Gates, got a crib in every state. Man on the moon, got a condo out of space. Open up your legs, tell me how it tastes. And them niggas talking shit, so tell them, tell it to my face. Tell that bitch, hop up on my dick. Rolled up on it quick, in the zip. Told her, suck a dick, motorboat or tick. I'm the shit, niggas mad, cause I'm smooth, puffin' zigzag. Tell them, quit the riff-rap, bitchin' with your bitch.
I said it must be, cause the niggas got dough. Extraordinary swag in the mouth full of gold. Hoes at my shows, they be stripping off the clothes. And the college girls write a nigga's name on it, though. Cause niggas talk shit till they get locked jaw. Chrome to your dome till you get locked jaw. Party like a cowboy or a rock star. Everybody play the tough side of shit, pop off.
Watch this, man. Yo, listen, yo, I'm getting ghetto rich, fucking with the ghetto bitch. I'm leaving niggas left over right, using my metal fist. I'm on a 6 train, next stop, Flea House. Niggas ain't Tiana, but you know we got them D's out. It's G Gang, the food chain, the Who Bang. We straight roll, we the 08 Wu Tang, Su Wu Gang. I'm the truth, man. Act up, get hit with a Batman like Bruce Wayne. I ain't too sane. I'm a straight jackass, a cool kid, so you know I keep the black mags. My bitch super bad, and she like to carry arms. She wanna bust the new heat, Sean Marion. I still carry arms, just bought the Eagle. My bro got the pith, and my son's got the diesel. Your kid sister, I tell her keep her nails dead. I call her Magnum, she always on male dick. I'm giving out gold rappers, call me Willy Wonka. I holler ooh-wop, mill they say the kid is bonkers. Call me Tonka, rolling over competition. There's no equal for my black and white composition. I'm heating up, call me Johan Santana. Amazing Mel, black and red bandana. Red sidekick, texting at a high rate. Only 1840 bodies on the MySpace. Get your uncle murdered, but this ain't Def Jam. Pine box with his right over left hand. Philly flow with the swag of a Harlem nigga. Off all the niggas that be talking about revolver niggas. I'm in the booth with the hammer like Colin Farrell. Guard body, hard body like I swallow gravel. I get it rocking, call me Matt Holiday. I spit crack just like I swallow Jay. I'm that nigga, just call me D.O.C. Shoot him up, he gon' need a D.O.C. Call D.O.T., tell him don't call back. Fuck a problem child, tell them niggas fall back. Kill a crip, watch my favorite color drip. Tie him down, roll him over, leave him like the number 6. The sun's out, but niggas keep throwing shade. Pass the shack, my niggas just throw the blade. Load the gauge, aim at his rib cage. Torture him, let him sit for like 6 days. I spit A's, bang like non-stray. 3 niggas, but we bang like 9 ways. They need Oscars, all these pussies act now. I'm about to quit, man, all these pussies rap now. I'm so trapped, fam, and I got stacks now. Call us trash bag, cause we put stacks down. No disrespect, I don't mean to neglect. Ain't no streets, so I run the whole internet. I got necks, and my whole team got now. 212 gang, nigga, this is my town. This is my town, straight from an A-Rab. Y'all bitch, y'all paid for
on my A-Rams. I don't sell slash, but I do make hits. My flow mystique, watch this bitch shake shit. Poppin' like a freak bitch, all y'all eat dick. I take my fitted off, I make the whole seat sick. These niggas need this, I spit straight crap. Go get a game, A, B, scream ASAP. Oh shit, that's it, man. I swear to get on these niggas, man. Fuck all these niggas, man. If you not my niggas, hey, bitch, fuck you, suck my whole fucking dick, my nigga.
I'm on my Castle Hill real, man.
You know?
I'ma let my niggas talk they shit. I'm sick,
so I got that whole world, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Light, man.
Go get a game ASAP. All my niggas. I love all my niggas. We about to talk crazy. Yo, Ivory Ray, who a whore?
Yes, sir. It's a fifth ass nigga, man. You already know. 212 Mel was poppin', man. Young Ray, this high year. Young Dame, I see you. Two smooth dudes was poppin'. We here, man. Castle Hill. You either roll with us or get rolled on, nigga. Free JC, free K-Rock. ABs, nigga. Hey, yo, 212 Mel, what the fuck is poppin', Five? Yeah, my nigga's running on y'all niggas. From Castle Hill to Harlem, you ain't fucking know it. There's no other than the Magnificent Moth, the Pretty Boy, the Project, Rockstar Ray, fresh on from the fucking jails, nigga. And I don't got beef with nobody except for the devil. You wanna meet him, you can meet that heavy metal, nigga. And I'm letting it go. YMAB, there we go. Ow. You back, she said.
gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She says she wish she never met me, cause she just can't help but let me go ahead and do whatever the hell I want. She says she hates how much she need me, turn around and say she don't need me. Always talking about she gon' leave me, but she don't. But maybe thinks I might be different, cause she shed so many tears. She'll remind me of the dumb shit that I've done over the years. But she don't be tripping in the moments. I got her legs up by her ears. But as soon as we get done, I swear this is all I hear. She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. So sad that I gotta leave you alone. Yeah. I gotta leave you alone. Hi.
103, baby. True story, though. Yeah. Yeah. Warranty your food for this album.
She said, I wish I would. This is your girl,
2012, CBJ got beat up by Little Scrappy.
Yeah, yeah, that went down. That definitely went down. Scrappy was going crazy. 2012, Scrappy had the rat phase. I mean, CBJ had the highlight of the rat phase.
Yep.
Crazy. That show was crazy, period. I know they got some good reviews, man. They made some good money because that show was crazy. 2012, what they call it, Hustling, made her parents. You know what I'm saying?
Dang. Jose?
Nah. Josefina.
Jocelyn.
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 She made herself known.
I'm just trying to understand what music she's going to be in.
I
they act like she's going to be in Latin music. Like, she's going to be singing some Latin music.
They should make her an actor. She could do some acting.
She doesn't have the Latin music look, though.
She got doesn't.
I mean, all right, she got the Channel 41, 47 booty, but she doesn't have the look in the face for Latin.
She truly looks, got a stripper body. Look.
She looks like, I don't know.
It's a strip. Oh, Celine. But... yo, that show, she made her mark this year. Jocelyn made her mark, definitely, in 2012. You know, they had 2012 had that Tupac hologram. That was some weird stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's some crazy stuff right
2012,
there.
2012, the world didn't end.
It didn't end?
Two times.
She was supposed to end it 2 years ago. It was supposed to end it 12 years ago. 2000. You know, but that Tupac hologram, like, that's just weird to me. Somebody told me they got a Biggie Smalls one too.
Yeah,
that's just like too much. Why would you want to even do that? Like, that's just the new wave now. You don't even got to be at your concert no more.
Yep.
Just throw a hologram on you right there. That's it.
Yep.
Crazy stuff.
That's why you gotta watch out for the cloning and everything else.
Crazy, crazy stuff. 2012. Damn. This year went by quick.
Yep.
I mean, like, seriously quick.
They say as you get older, time goes by faster.
Oh, man, I don't know.
in an economy, fiscal. Well, we fixed the deficit before, too, did we? Was it 2012? The fiscal cliff, did we fix it?
I think they came to some type of agreement, so yeah.
Yeah, but was it 2012 or was it 2013? I think it was 2013.
We just came to that today. We was on the road to fixing it.
Uh-huh.
2012. I'm looking. We see that, Kanye West made a baby. You know, he's following Jay-Z's footsteps. Hard body. Made a baby. Supposedly. They might be having one of those.
I don't know. They be talking about his Chris Humphreys.
Fake babies. I mean, you know how long that would have to be? She would have to be pregnant, or she still got to be humping Chris Humphreys.
They've been saying that. That's part of the gossip.
She just out there. You know what I'm saying? Kimmy Cakes is doing her thing right now.
She's pretty rich.
She just got rich off of that tape
and
doing her thing. You know what I'm saying?
Ray J.
You can't even
hate
on her.
She got more famous
right
than Ray J, though, off of that sex tape.
Yo, you can't even hate on her. She got her clothing, perfume, shows. She branded her ass. She made a true brand of it. She picked the right people to be dating, be in the spotlight. You know? She even got a whole wedding paid for.
That's right.
Or we could say that Kimmy Cakes 2012 wedding and divorce and baby.
She took the word whore to another level.
She did, but you can't even be mad at it. She just did her thing.
Wrote a book about it. Here you go.
I got Miley Cyrus.
You know that book
Miley
right
Cyrus cut off all her hair. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is.
She's weird and
poked out. I don't know.
Still.
I believe every little who hang with Lizzie Lohan, you know. Lizzie is just on a. I don't know. Does she care?
What? What you said? Ooh, Lizzie Lohan.
Yeah, does she actually care?
Didn't she just come out of jail again? She was just in trouble for something else. Crazy. I think she failed a drug test or something. Something recently. Just recently. You know what? Money does a body good because you know what? If that was somebody else.
Yep.
She'd have been in jail. She done hit people and did all kind of things.
2013, a lady got pregnant by a 13-year-old boy.
Wow, you're right. 2013 or 2012?
2012. We're looking at the year in review, 2012.
Wow. That's crazy. I don't know. They got something going on with these kids and these teachers nowadays. I don't know. Unless it's just now it's highlighted, maybe the teacher's been humping the kids. But it just wasn't out there. Megan Fox. I know her, right? Oh, you know who I'm thinking about? Megan Good. Megan Fox is the other girl. She got pregnant this year, too. Give her a little spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Justin Bieber blew up one of his concerts
right
on stage. Twisted.
Justin's been getting a little loose lately ever since he got his...
You see who he's dating right now? He left the other girl. He's going out with the Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, my. And he still looks like he's about 11 years old.
Yeah, he still look like he like 12. You're right. That's crazy. He just got that little boy body. He tried. They were trying to make him look with his clothes and his hair, but he still just... He always like pumping up his chest like he... I'll be dying, but I like Justin Bieber. Definitely like Justin Bieber. 2012.
Yep.
Ricky Rose has some things going on with him.
Well, what's up with Ricky Rose?
No, I don't know.
The GDs put the smash on Ricky Rose in 2012.
They sure did. They kinda,
the GD's nationwide.
2012, he had a couple of seizures.
Yeah, he had a little rough year.
Yeah, he had a little rough year.
Yeah, 2012. You know, Ricky Ross is losing us. I mean, let me tell you something. He make hot records, can't deny that.
Yeah.
But one thing about the hip-hop game, and when you take it to the street, the streets will always talk, and the streets are talking, you know? And that's the case of Rick Ross, you know? The being a cop thing is going to be deeper because, you know, when you was being a cop, some of these guys was locked up, you know? And it's just that's what they're going to always use that for me. 2012, I think they was waiting in 2012 to use the go against the silence of the code of science on Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick Ross definitely had a crazy year. He was sick a few times. Got into some beef with some people. I don't know. It seemed like 2012 showed a lot of that Illuminati stuff popping off, too.
Yeah.
It's to definitely bring into a light more in 2012.
I'm trying to understand new groups like with Tyler the Creator and it, that group that he's in. I'm trying to understand that, you know? I'm really trying to get into it, but I really can't.
I don't know either.
Messed up thing about now in 2012, the Chinese have expanded their DVD movie business and hit the streets and may be inside of every local McDonald's across America.
Mm.
It's like McDonald's signed the contract with the Chinese DVD makers and say you have to sell your stuff right here. Nobody minds. Nobody saying nothing to
him. No.
A lot of things in 2012.
You know what? It was cool, 2012. For me, had a nice little Christmas with the family, definitely. Yeah. So, you know what? Let's get into some more music. Then we'll chop it up about some more 2012 moments. This your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. Me and Sue got some other place we got to be tonight, so we probably got another half an hour with you guys. We'll chop it up, though. We're going to bring some more funny stuff that happened in 2012. Got some more sad stuff. Just some more stuff in general to talk about for 2012. It's Ladies Night, man. Y'all stay tuned. You know?
Shawty told me the way I keep pulling that money out of that bag, it's like magic, baby.
You made that music.
Come fuck with a magician, you feel me? I'ma make that 600 pop up. I'ma make that ghost pop up. That drop head gon' pop up and the top gon' come down, you feel me? Rubber band on my hondo, 800 grand for my condo. Yo, girl, love my combo. Stood in line for my Concords. Encore, gave that bitch an encore. Fuck me like a freshman, but that ass just so sophomore. Say she out that Glock Atlanta,
yeah.
So what's your GPA? I'm in my Chevy banging like I'm out of East LA. Them bricks be jumping fast,
yeah.
Call me a Chick-fil-A. Yo, girl, I cut her ass, just like I did today. If you dreaming,
live it.
We young niggas living. YSL duffel, already know what's in it.
Woo.
I see no limits,
see no
make them say, huh. I see no niggas with this 100-round drum. Pillin' out the club, you know I handle mine.
Huh.
Taking all these hatin' niggas, bitches every time.
Huh.
Had to pop the trunk, pull out the chopper like it's magic.
Magic.
50 grand on my lap, poof, like it's magic.
Bitch, tonight, park a lot, leave magic. Two bad bitches in, I got them out of magic. The way I made the work, what's the pill, call it magic. Sippin' on the purple, any other drinkin' magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch, turn the night, parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on the perk, me and the yellow drinking magic. Take her on my way to answer, I forgot to do my task.
Hold on.
Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic.
You good.
Had
to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport. Way I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like new smoke. $50,000 on Superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. All the stand cash make a bitch wanna retire. Gotta drop a half a brick, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't none, I'm forget. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. AOG and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead and do a 3.
Crank up.
Drinking on the Sprite, got lean all
day. I'm an astronaut, nigga, better church my pimpin'.
Bitch, sit in the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in a god, I'm out of man. The way I made the word was still calling man. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila. My bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Billionaire boy, that's true inspiration. I'm the astronaut kid, no such thing as limitation.
Space.
Crying down, 20 in the motherfucking spaceship. Just left magic in the motherfucking station. Two bitches trailing in a beamer out of Germany.
Yeah.
Got a thing for me, don't wanna sing for me.
What?
They like my energy,
what?
I'm an embassy.
I
know tricks like Chris
Angel.
I don't trick, but I can make it. You would disappear from your past life. You're a real pimp. Go out of sight. I'm Pluto talking. You hear me walking when you walking. I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on Earth and now I'm sci-fi. Voila, I stay high. My bitches on they high horse. I double back like two cups. I'm cool light in that new push. Bitch, telling out the parking lot, leave man. Two bad bitches in a god, I'm out of man. The way I made the word was still calling man. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila. My bitch telling out the parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic.
Maybach music.
Yeah, I need more bottles.
I'm right around with that name.
Yeah,
you know we so don't get. Hey, 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 can I meet you?
Let go.
I just said so, so right around with that. Girl, I'm catching up.
Feel so good, she said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. She said, make me so sad that I gotta leave you
Kanye that was hungry and making the hot beats and underground beats to the artist Kanye. Yeah, I don't know.
I
couldn't figure him out.
You know, Chris Brown and Rihanna, you know, kind of made their little
fight and comeback. Chris Brown, Rihanna, and Drake.
I was about to get to that. I was going to say, you know, Drake and Chris Brown had it out. Poor Rihanna, that's kind of deep right there. That is so deep.
But Chris Brown is the only one you still see with Rihanna.
Yeah, that's why I said they got their little, I don't know what you call it, their little, whatever they got it.
Or well, is his cocaine better than everybody else's?
Hey, you never know.
Just a joke.
You never, never know. You know, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey had they run around.
Yeah.
They little go. That was crazy. They said both of them were crazy. Both of them are just crazy.
I hear that.
You know, yeah, you know, our bad moments. We had a couple of killings. We had the first Colorado killing. You know, when a boy shot up the school.
Yeah.
And then we had the Newtown killing, where another crazy guy. Matter of fact, we had three, because we had the one guy that shot up the school, remember? Then the other guy that shot up the movie theater, the Batman guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this killing, the last killing with the children in Newtown. So, man, condolences to all the people. Lost someone, you know, and anybody that just experienced terrible tragedies or was in the experience, you know. Shout out to the survivors and shout out to the family. The families that lost someone in these tragedies. That's deep, man. You just got some real killers this year. We had a few killers this year, man. Wow. But we got a new president. Not really a new one. Just the same Obama. I mean, we had a few things going on in 2012, you know? A few things we liked, a few things, you know, that just wasn't, we couldn't change the circumstance. We just couldn't do nothing about. We just couldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like Sandy, the hurricane. There's a lot of people still, you know, trying to recover from that. And some people that will never recover, that's just lost everything and just got to start all over. I mean, 2012 had its moments, definitely. You know, like I said,
We just wanted to do a quick recap of what went down in 2012, something.
2013, that's what it is now.
Listen, 2012, Beef Stew Radio made one full year on air.
Yep.
16,000 listeners strong, you know.
Yep.
We trying, we moving up in the world, you know. Holla at us, you need. We do business, so. You know, 2012 wasn't so bad, but 2013 I think gonna be something special. So I want to wish everybody out there a happy new year, and I hope everybody had great holidays, you know, and enjoyed the family, friends, and everybody around them. And you know, your girl will be here every Friday, 11 o'clock. Make sure y'all check out Stu Thursday, 10 o'clock, Sunday, 10 o'clock, Beef Stew Radio, all day, every day. Make sure y'all stay tuned, because it's always something. Make sure y'all stay tuned on Facebook, Twitter, BeefStewRadio.com, Facebook, Beef Stew Radio. You know what I'm saying? We here, we in the air, this Beef Stew Radio blowing up. Big things are going. I definitely got to play Stu's song, you know. Stu and him and Mo Entertainment, they got a movie coming out. They about to drop, you know, some new joints. They got a video drop. They got a couple of more coming out. They got some big things popping, man. So y'all stay tuned to Beef Stew Radio. Beef Stew Radio is a name you gotta remember. You just make sure you be the first ones to know you knew who Beef Stew Radio and the Beef Stew Radio family is. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get into that song, Set It Off, off the East Side Story soundtrack, movie soundtrack. And we're gonna get into that real quick. And then we're gonna get up out of here. Like I said, we got another engagement tonight. You know, it's Friday night. It's ladies' night. It's always something popping on Friday night. And any of y'all out there that's out there tonight hanging out, make sure y'all be safe. You know, drink responsibly. You know, go out there and be safe. Watch your surroundings. Watch around you, man. There's some crazy people out here. There's some beautiful people out here. But you don't know who is who, so you got to be careful all the time. Like I said, drink responsibly, party responsibly. You know, if you with somebody, try to stay with the person, you know what I'm saying? I know how the moment can get sometimes, but, you know, you go with your friends, stay with your friends. You'll be a safer bet with that, you know what I'm saying? Instead of walking off with any strangers or doing any kind of weird stuff. So be safe out there, everybody. We're going to get into this song, Set It off the East Side Story soundtrack. The movie soundtrack. And it's your girl, K. Nicole. Make sure you're tuning in every Friday, 11 p.m. I am here. Here I will be. K. Nicole on Beef Stew Radio. Let's go. Have a good night.
Shorty in the whip, staring at the hublot. Suey in the six, same color nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, Tudo. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. I'm live at the beach with Papi, Chulo. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, hollow, rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off ball. We at the ball, this is saucy. Team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft, cause I'm in the bins of 6 for the car.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. It's something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them off. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga. Airborne. Pop, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She could spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Party started quickly.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Beats to Radio.